Good afternoon. I'm Erin McRorty with the KUAC Newsminer Update. Three people were rescued Monday after being stranded by overflow in Norton Sound. KNOM reports that local search and rescue teams from White Mountain and Gullivan rescued the three who were attempting to drive two snow machines from Gullivan across the bay to White Mountain around 1 a.m. when they went into overflow. The group used a cell phone to call for help, and rescuers responded to find them standing atop their machines to stay out of the water. Responders used a canoe and boat to pick up the stranded riders. White Mountain Village Public Safety Officer Dan Harrelson says medics at the White Mountain Clinic stabilized the snow machiners before they could be medevaced to Nome for treatment for frostbite and hypothermia. Harrelson warns that strong winds have blown water into Gullivan Bay, and although the winter trail looks good and is staked, there's about only 1 inch of young ice over overflow. He recommends using an on-beach trail, which is also staked. State transportation officials say they're planning to charter private ferries this month to fill some of the gaps in ferry service in Southeast Alaska. Coast Alaska reports that the Alaska Marine Highway System's regional service has been shut down since January following the breakdown of the Matanuska Ferry. The Department of Transportation put out a request for information last week, giving potential operators about 24 hours to express interest in filling in this month. Deputy Commissioner Mary Soroki said Monday that the agency received several responses. She told lawmakers on the House Finance Committee that there's the potential to move both people and freight between Juneau, Haines, and Skagway soon.
We recognize that if we can move palletized freight, we would need to give those communities some amount of time so that they could get freight where it needs to be so that they could get things to their communities. So we're hoping to sort of by the end of this week have a good idea of how we might be able to fill in for some service that we recognize people need.
The public notice also sought services to the village of Angoon, Hoona, and Cake. Residents in those three communities have reported shortages of food and other goods during the ferry shutdown. The ferry Taslina is slated to return to service early next month, restoring connections to much of the Upper Panhandle. There are also plans for special runs to Cordova to accommodate the commercial fishing season. The state hasn't announced plans to restore service to other communities left off the winter schedule. Those include Prince William Sound ports, as well as the island communities of Tinicky Springs and Pelican. Under a draft schedule, they might not see a state ferry until the end of the year. For more on today's stories and others, go to newsminer.com or kuac.org. I'm Erin McRorty.